Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
It's hour number three here on USA Audio Network, as well as my flagship station, AM 670 in Las Vegas. I wanted to get to some of the things I did not get to in the show so far, first 2 hours, but I also want to get to a couple things I did get to. 52 shot, 10 murdered in Chicago this weekend. That's what you get with gun control. That's what you get with black-on-black violence, and not a word from any black organization, including BLM or Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson. They never have a word to say. I mentioned on my TV show this weekend that the Bible would be banned somewhere in America soon, the way things are going, and sure enough, in the middle of my show, the Bible was banned in a Utah school district. Hard to believe. Too much violence and pornography, they claimed. Capitol Police stopped the children's choir from singing the national anthem inside the Capitol. Hard to believe. You can't sing the national anthem anymore. And then the best story of the year, a bill has just passed the California Senate that bans employees from confronting shoplifters. So now it's going to be the law, assuming it's passed by the Assembly as well, assuming it's approved by the governor, which I think all of that will happen. It will become the law of the land in California that if you touch a shoplifter who's robbing your store blind, you will go to jail. They'll call 911 and the police will come arrest you, the store owner, the store employee, the nice person who doesn't steal. The thief has the advantage over you in California. Isn't that amazing? And then, I'm always right about the COVID vaccine. A new study from the VA shows that vaccinated veterans are more likely to die from COVID. A new study from the Cleveland Clinic shows that more vaccines you've had, the higher your COVID-19 infection risk. So not only when you get lots of vaccines, there's a higher risk you're going to get COVID, which I said from day one, it destroys your immune system. But vaccinated veterans, meaning older people, because veterans usually are, World War II and Vietnam War and Korean War. And, the majority of veterans are older and they are more likely to die from COVID if they're vaccinated at all. And then a new study shows very few U.S. adults are actually getting the COVID booster. It's about 20% of U.S. adults have received the booster. Nobody wants it anymore, and it's because nobody's listening to the CDC anymore and the AMA. They no longer have AMA, CDC, FDA. They no longer have any moral authority of any kind. I think people trust Wayne Root, the talk show host, more than they trust the doctor at this point or anybody at the CDC, and they'd be right because I've been right about everything, and the CDC's been wrong about everything. All right, Donald Trump. I'm a big Trump fan. And Trump has extended his national lead over Ron DeSantis. DeSantis, of course, announced for president about 10 days ago. And Trump's doing better now than he was before DeSantis announced. Everybody thought there would be this big tightening of the race after DeSantis got involved. And I was the one who told you it would not happen. And in the latest Rasmussen poll, Trump extends his national lead to 2-1. 2-1. So that's good news for Trump, good news for me. The California State Senate passed a bill to give illegal migrants unemployment checks, $300 a week for 20 weeks. It's just insanity. They're giving away our money. Somebody in power, somewhere there's people in power who make all the decisions, and they've decided that illegal immigrant, illegal migrants, illegal aliens, foreigners who have nothing to do with America or making America great are worth more than Wayne Root and you. somewhere at that same top, they've decided the Bible's no good, religion is no good, Christianity's no good, America's no good, white people are no good. It's really amazing. And they've decided straight people are no good, and only transgenders, you know? Somewhere out there, they decided transgenderism should literally be stuffed down your throat, excuse the pun. And it should be taught to kindergartners through third graders. It's insanity. In Minnesota, they're providing free college tuition and driver's license and free health care to illegal immigrants using taxpayer money. Explain to me why my money would have to go for an illegal immigrant's health care. Explain to me why I owe you my health care. I'm paying top dollar, and you should get it free, and you're the foreigner who chose to break into my country. You can't. Here's another story. You can't make this stuff up. Didn't have a chance to get to this one. Ungrateful migrants stage protest at Budget Hotel in London. They demand private room, better Wi-Fi, and more financial assistance. So now you got illegal aliens protesting. This is in London, but I'm sure in America they'll be doing the same thing. Just like I said, I was sure that somewhere in America they would ban the Bible very soon, and it happened while I was saying it. That's how good my crystal ball is. I'm telling you, in America, illegal aliens will be protesting and boycotting. They'll go on hunger strikes because they want better food and they want more money. Our country is insane. Nothing makes sense anymore. So dozens of ungrateful illegal immigrants stage an overnight protest at a hotel in London where they were staying. Remember, they're staying free, but they say it doesn't meet their standards. This group consisting solely of adult men who arrived in Britain illegally in small boats, took to the street outside their $187 a night that they're getting for free, Comfort Inn, after being informed they would have to share rooms with four people sleeping in bunk beds. Isn't that just too bad? There's a famous saying, beggars can't be choosers. If you break into my country, you should be sent back. You have no right to stay here. We have no right to take taxpayer money and spend it on you. But if you do stay here, and you do think you're going to get a hotel free, you have no right to complain. It's not nice enough. It's unbelievable. All 25 individuals had previously been accommodated in a hotel in Essex, each having their own room with an en-suite bathroom. But upon arrival in Pimlico, another area of London, they were informed they'd have to share rooms with smelly communal bathrooms, prompting dissatisfaction. One Iranian man complained the room space was inadequate for four people to sleep comfortably. Look, I don't know what to say anymore, except all of you should go home. We don't want you. You have no right to be here. Someone wants you, and I don't know who. Someone's made this decision to destroy America and overwhelm it with illegals. Here's Gavin Newsom in California threatening to charge Ron DeSantis with kidnapping for sending migrants to other places. Kidnapping. Remember, Democrats are letting illegals overrun the southern and now northern border. Tons of illegals, if you didn't know this, are coming in through the Canadian border now. They realized that nobody's watching the Canadian border, and they could just run across it easily. So the Canadian border is now on fire. And they're coming across by the thousands up there every day, just like by the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands down below in the south. And so we've got problems on both borders, and Democrats have chosen to let every illegal in. That's not kidnapping, that's not RICO. But if you take that illegal, and Democrats then, once they're in, by the way, they ship them all over the United States to schools and towns near you and your children, and they ruin your life and ruin your kids' schools. That's not kidnapping, that's not RICO statute. But if a Republican governor takes them and ships them to a Democrat city, that's kidnapping a migrant. So they're going to try and charge Ron DeSantis with kidnapping. Wow. Some incredible stuff going on in the world today. And I'm telling you that we can't stand around and let this keep happening or America's done. Who is the guy that told you the election of 2020 was stolen? Who is the guy that told you again and again that they did it with mail-in ballots? I don't know anything about the machines. I know they did it with mail-in ballots. Who is the guy that told you that the U.S. Postal Service literally had giant 18-wheelers bringing hundreds of thousands of ballots between states that were already filled out so that they could steal elections in states where Trump was ahead? And here it is. Postal Service releases final report. Contract driver Jesse Morgan is vindicated. The report confirms he hauled trailer of ballots from New York to Pennsylvania in late October 2020. This was reported by me. It was reported by the Gateway Pundit. Election fraud whistleblowers came forward, including one who witnessed the shipping of 144,000 to 288,000 completed ballots across three state lines on October 21st, 2020. And now they're admitting it happened. The Amistad Project said they have sworn declarations that state over 300,000 ballots are at issue in Arizona, 548,000 in Michigan, 204,000 in Georgia, and over 121,000 in Pennsylvania. They claim their evidence reveals multi-state illegal efforts by the United States Postal Service workers to influence the election in at least three of six swing states. By the way, you know what happened in every swing state. I've been saying the states that were stolen. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. Those six states had all their elections stolen. And I said not only were there USPS, United States Postal Service trucks, 18-wheelers that were driving hundreds of thousands of ballots already filled out in between state lines, but I even told you that the post office is involved in all these shenanigans. It wasn't just one truck. This was all coordinated by the Postal Service Union. Again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. The United States Postal Service is corrupt, and they helped to steal the election along with the FBI and security agencies of the United States. And now it looks like it absolutely happened. Attorney Phil Klein said 130,000 to 280,000 completed ballots for the 2020 general election were shipped from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where those ballots and the trailer in which they were shipped then disappeared. Unbelievable. The election was stolen. I'm right again. The vaccines are killing you. I'm right again. It's a communist takeover of the United States. I'm right again. I'm batting 1,000, folks. Start listening. Let's do something about it. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The roof's on fire. Goldgate Capital, sponsor of this segment of the show. I think gold had a really good day today, but I only think it. I saw something earlier today that indicated gold was up. Let me just take a quick look. Gold today was up. Gold was up a little bit. Silver was up a little bit. It did have a good day. Gold rebounds after U.S. services slowdown, boosts Fed pause bets. Is the headline at CNBC. Stocks down 199 points today. Gold up a little bit. Silver up a little bit. But you know how I feel about gold. I think it's going to rise towards the sky. It's going to rise towards the sky. It's going to be $10,000 an ounce someday. Maybe not soon, but someday, maybe like, you know, 5-10 years from now, it's going to really be in the stratosphere, because they've ruined the country and they've ruined the economy and they've ruined the idea of doing business in America. When a black woman can be fired at a big gym, Equinox in New York City, which just happened last weekend, and she's fired because she's late for work 47 times, has nothing to do with the color of her skin, nothing. And I only mentioned her being black because she then used the firing to sue the gym, Equinox, for racism and discrimination. They fired her because she's black, not because she was late 47 times. And the Manhattan jury awarded her $11.3 million. What? What are you talking about? So you mean if I was black, I could just show up for late for work 47 times at MGM, as an example, here in Vegas. You know, I would now think, wow, I might as well do it. Show up late for work 47 times in a short period, and then make them fire you, and then sue them, and watch a jury give me $11 million because I'm black. That's what it comes down to. They wouldn't give $11 million to a white person. This is all about incredible reverse racism in this country. But anyway, my point is, everything is screwed up. Our entire country is dysfunctional. Our entire business system, our economy is dysfunctional. Stock market is dysfunctional. The worse news you get, the more the market goes up, and the more billions rich guys make, greedy rich guys make. But the little guy on Main Street gets destroyed. So you got to own some gold and silver as a protection. It's that simple. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com, 855-770-GOLD. So I promised you first thing back I would tell you about the most insane bill in the history of the world that just happened in California. Lawmakers in California are right now trying to push through, and they just passed it, passed by the California Senate, controversial legislation that would ban retail staff from stopping thieves stealing in their stores. Senate Bill 553. You'd think this was a Babylon Bee headline, right? This is so absurd. You think it's a joke. It's a parody by the Babylon Bee, but no, it's real. It is State Senator Dave Cortez, Senate Bill 553. This is his brainchild. It's been passed by the State Senate, will now progress to policy committees in the State Assembly, and it is about literally banning retail staff from stopping thieves from stealing. It comes weeks after Home Depot security guard Blake Mose, 26, was shot to death during an attempted robbery in Pleasanton, California. And so he wants to make sure no one gets hurt. So he's going to ban by law. The employees are not allowed by law. So if you interfere in a theft, in a shoplift or a theft, and you're an employee, they're going to send you to jail. You're the one committing the crime that'll go to jail, not the criminals. You know, exit, folks. Run for your life from California. California is finished. It's a failed state. It's the first completely failed state in the United States history. It's a failed communist state. It's now a foreign failed communist state. And here's another one that shows you it's a foreign communist state. California State Senate passes bill to give illegal immigrants unemployment checks, $300 a week unemployment checks for up to 20 weeks, even if you're an illegal immigrant, while the state faces a $32 billion budget deficit. Don't forget, they also want to give, you know, like $600 billion in reparations to black people. Oh, my God. I don't know what to say anymore. And how about Minnesota, which is another failed state, just about as bad as California. Also, Oregon is just about as bad. Illinois is just about as bad. New York is just about as bad. New Jersey is just about as bad. All these blue states. Minnesota, to provide free college tuition, driver's license, health care to illegal immigrants using taxpayers' money. No surprise, because here in Nevada, in my beloved Las Vegas, we give driver's licenses to illegals, so why should it surprise you other states are doing it? They're going to make sure every one of them votes. If you get a driver's license, you will be registered to vote at the DMV. And once registered to vote, every illegal votes. Why would they not? I don't even blame illegals. So, see, I'm not racist. I blame white liberals. They're the reason for all of this. They're the bad guys.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News Update. House Oversight Chair Republican James Comer is initiating contempt proceedings against FBI Director Christopher Wray. Comer claiming the FBI is refusing to hand over an unclassified document related to President Biden's alleged involvement in a criminal bribery scheme.
Americans have lost trust in the FBI's ability to enforce the law impartially and demand answers, transparency, and accountability.
The FBI has offered to review the document in a secure area on Capitol Hill, but Comer insists the Bureau is still not complying with a subpoena. Former President Trump's lawyers met with Justice Department officials today regarding a special counsel investigation into alleged mishandling of classified documents. Trump's team had requested that meeting, citing prosecutorial misconduct concerns. The hashtag Boycott NASCAR is going around and gaining traction, all because NASCAR tweeted a photo supporting the LGBTQ community. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's on fire. Welcome back to the show. This segment of the show is sponsored by General Michael Flynn, the great American hero, and Clay Clark. They present the Reawaken America Tour here in Las Vegas, live from Vegas, Friday, August 25, Saturday, August 26th. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to buy your tickets now, and you can name your price. Doesn't matter what they're asking, you can name your price. Whatever you can afford, they will accept. When you use the promo code WAR, you also get a chance to win backstage passes. On the stage, 70 of the greatest conservative speakers in America, including Wayne Allyn Root, both nights, and the great Alex Jones and General Mike Flynn and Don Trump Jr. and Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, Lara Trump, Cash Patel, comedian Jim Brewer, MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell, all of them on that stage. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR, and you get to name your price, any price you can afford. Friday the 25th and Saturday the 26th of August here in Vegas, Reawaken America. All right, we've got our guest. He is a delivery driver for Walmart, and he sent me an email, and I thought the story was fascinating enough that I wanted to get him on the show. You heard in that last segment I was talking about the incredible things that are going on with illegals in Minnesota. They're giving him everything free. In California, they're giving him workers' comp. Unemployment, $300 a week of unemployment. Illegals get anything they want, and the rest of us starve. The rest of us get nothing, and we're going to like it. And this delivery driver for Walmart, we'll call him Joseph, has witnessed a surge in illegal aliens, meaning undocumented workers, being hired by Walmart as delivery drivers. Joseph, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, so you are a delivery driver for Walmart. We're going to call you Joseph. You're obviously going to remain anonymous. And you say that you are seeing tons of drivers who are illegal aliens. How do you know that they're illegals?
Okay, an incredible amount, not even tons, an incredible amount. The way I know is I actually work with Venezuelans that are legal Venezuelans. So they're the ones who started tipping me off because I started to get to know them. They're older, nice people like myself. Started talking, get to know things, and they're like, hey, those guys are all undocumented workers. So then I started getting friendly. As I got friendly with the Walmart staff, I was like, hey, when that guy picks up his order, what's his name? And they have names like Alyssa and Lee and
meaning fake American names.
Fake American names, which I think what they're doing is actually using, I can't verify this, but I believe what they're using is they're just, when we lose our credit cards, when there's a breach, a credit card breach, and they get a social security card number, and they say, and people say, oh, hey, there was a breach, but nothing happened to me. Yeah, wait till a couple years later when one of these guys get your social, use your name, use your social, and then you get a 1099 from Walmart that says, hey, you worked for us as a delivery driver, and you made $50,000 last year.
Right, so you think they're using not only Social Security number, let's say they steal Wayne Root's Social Security number, they're using my name. So instead of Jose Maria Gonzalez, it's Wayne Root. They're saying I'm Wayne.
And those are the kind of names that you're hearing. It's crazy.
Right,
and
very American names.
These other people I know have told me straight up, and it's made a bad name for them, too, because now everybody thinks they're the bad people, you know? And they come out, and they have 2-3 different apps, and they're able to get multiple orders. So while I'm starving trying to feed my family, these people will go and shop and get 2 orders in a row. They'll take an order, throw it in their car, 100 degrees outside, go back inside, shop again, and then they'll go deliver this order nice and hot to you, your hot, raw chicken. You know, there's no care. They just do whatever. There's no law for them. They do whatever.
Joseph, what's the vetting process for Walmart when hiring these drivers? Because they're coming to your house. So you'd think that Walmart would have a vested interest in making sure they're not liable when their own workers wind up burglarizing you later or committing a home invasion robbery when they bring their friends back. What is the vetting process? Nothing?
It's pretty much nothing. It's just you just apply. You apply, you get connected on, and you go. There's really nothing to that. And that brings up the most important point that I'm most concerned about, because I deliver to a lot of elderly people, like in their 80s, and most of the time they're like, oh, hey, will you bring this inside my house? Sure, no problems. I'll take my shoes off, and I'll bring items inside their house. But if you were somebody who didn't have any concern, there was nothing that could happen to you, what could you do with these people? How hard would it be to break in their house, injure them, take their belongings? I had a delivery I did recently where a woman, now it's up to her how she wants to parent, it was dark out, dropped an order to her house. She never got out of bed to get the order. Her cute little 8 and 10-year-old daughters came and got the order imagine I'm an illegal. There's nothing there that stops me from doing anything against the law. And I just grab these two children and say, oh, you're coming with me. Somebody will find those person. My name's Wayne.
Joseph, you're not making this stuff up. Something like this just happened like 6 months ago, a year ago. Do you remember a FedEx driver, I think in Texas, saw some cute little 8-year-old girl and he grabbed her? And I believe he raped her and murdered her. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that was the story. He raped her and murdered her and she's dead. And that's, you know, and he's going to jail for the rest of his life. And meanwhile, those poor parents don't have a daughter anymore. So it could happen with a delivery driver. It never occurred to me that the people dropping off my packages, you know, and I'm not a naive guy, I'm a cynical guy. I look at everything cynically. It never occurs to me that it's illegal aliens because I'm assuming that UPS, FedEx, and Walmart and companies like that, I'm assuming they would never hire an illegal. I thought that's for, you know, little small mom and pop companies.
There's no way for them to, they don't even have a system in place. Like, we complain and complain and call their corporate number. We complain to the stores. They do nothing. Nothing. Now they say, oh, we're going to have this facial recognition. But I heard the facial recognition part's a joke. You could sign in on a different phone. From what I understand, too, this is just a really quick, I know we only have a few minutes. Another point on how they're getting, talk about how they get these, is this is like a criminal mastermind behind this. This is like the head of a drug ring, you know, like, and I'm over exaggerating here, I guess, but maybe not.
Maybe not.
There's a person who gets these accounts.
Right.
And these people have one or two ways of doing them. One of the guys I know from Costa Rica told me, hey, the way they do this, it used to be you get three accounts for $1,000. Now it's one account for $1,000 because they see how valuable it is. And I heard some of them that are more on the bottom. It's kind of like a pyramid of who's more at the bottom and who at the bottom, top and bottom. The ones that are more at the bottom, I heard this mastermind, he gets all the money and just distributes half of it to them and he keeps half. That's what I'm told. I don't know because I'm not one of them.
So you're saying, let me make sure I understand this right. When you say accounts, you mean for each body you bring, they get like a bounty. So in other words, they're desperate for employees at Walmart. Or, by the way, I'm sure this extends to Amazon and FedEx and UPS. And so they're desperate for bodies to deliver the goods. And so they want new employees. And so they'll take anyone. So there are people who bring them 1,000 employees. They may all be illegal aliens. And they bring them 1,000 employees. They get paid per head. Head for every employee they bring in. Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that there's whoever this mastermind is that's able to connect these social security numbers with these accounts and their names. Whoever's the mastermind behind this whole thing, he's able to get, you know, these people are all connected. They're all connected, all these Venezuelans and these illegals. They're all connected. So once one gets one, he says, oh, hey, talk to this person. They'll get you an account. He'll get you a job. Boom, they're working right away. They got a job like this in a snap. So he gets them an account and says, okay, cool, you have an account, you're illegal, it's a fake ID, I have to set up this bank account, I'm keeping half your money, get to work. So they'll make, let's say they make $200 a day, they keep 100, he keeps 100. It's kind of like a modern day drug dealer.
Right. Well, it's like the way they used to do it, and I'm sure they still do it with unions. You know, if you get somebody a union job at the docks, you know, you might wind up kicking back one quarter of your salary to the guy who got you the union job, and that guy might have gotten 1,000 people a job, and he's a very rich man, and he might be called the union boss, but or whatever he's called, he's getting a piece of every single worker who gets hired on at the docks. So that's the same type of thing happening here. It's crazy because don't Americans want jobs anymore? There's no American that wants to work for Walmart or Amazon or anyone else?
I work my tail off, man. When you answered the phone, I was probably still out of breath. I just did the delivery, even though I knew I had this line to meet with you, because if I don't take it, they're going to get it. So I have to take every gig I can get. Then when the order comes out, I got to take it.
Oh, so it's kind of like,
I want to work.
It's like Uber. In other words, in Uber, they have lots of someone buzzes in and you grab it. Then the next guy doesn't get it. You got it, right? Same thing.
Right, and a lot, like Uber, I've worked all the different apps, like Amazon Flex, for example, which is the Amazon, like, if you have somebody delivering a Toyota Corolla, that's an Amazon Flex driver. They at least, there's a process there, like, they take a picture of the back of your ID, front of your ID. You can't fake that type of stuff. That's why they don't work there. With this whole Spark app, which is the app that controls Walmart, they don't have that. It's just go to work. Turn it on and go to work.
Well, I'm sure the difference. By the way, Joseph, I'm on your side. But I'm sure the difference is what they would argue is they have to. Uber has to make sure that drivers don't have a criminal record because they're taking a person in their car. They could rape her. They could murder her. They could kidnap her, etc. But when you're taking packages, it's not life or death. But see, you're pointing out the flaw in that because you're going up to people's front doors and you might see their little girls, you might see their little boys, you might see an old lady and know that she's vulnerable and attack the house.
Right.
So I get it. I think people aren't really thinking this through, that this is no different than Uber and therefore should be treated the same as Uber, and nobody with a criminal record should be hired. And I assume, Joseph, when you say I wouldn't hire someone with a criminal record for Uber, isn't an illegal alien a criminal record? It should be.
I would think so. I would hope so. But there's
I wouldn't. Not in California, I'm sure.
Depends on who's in the office. Who's in the office? Who's running this show?
Yeah, illegal aliens are probably running the show, hiring all their friends and relatives from Tijuana. All right, Joseph, it's a bad situation. I really appreciate you coming forward with this information. Joseph, we call him that anonymously. He's a delivery driver for Walmart, and he has witnessed a massive surge in undocumented workers, meaning illegal aliens, being hired as delivery drivers for Walmart. I'm sure it's no different at Amazon, FedEx, UPS, wherever they're delivering packages. You can bet there's illegal aliens coming right up to your doorstep. You're encountering. How about people with criminal records? Hey, Joseph, how about criminal records? I'm sure they're hiring people with criminal records left and right. Forget illegal aliens. Hey, maybe they're hiring murderers and rapists. They don't know. Not doing a check. Joseph, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the tip. Way down the route, you get all the news here, and it's never good, is it? I'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each Pure Ground Burger, so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Raw and unfiltered.
Attention.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
More safely. I find so many good articles. I can't stuff them all into a 3-hour show. I need we gotta expand this like an accordion. We gotta make an 8-hour show. It's Wayne Allyn Root, hour number 8. Wayne Allyn Root, hour number 9. Let's see how far we can go. Make it into a marathon, a telethon. It's the Republican telethon with Wayne Allyn Root. We're in hour number 19. The country is dying telethon, hour number 26. I can't take it. Are you not seeing what I'm seeing? The country is effed. You know that, right? I mean, the people in charge are homicidal, insane maniacs. And they've got to be stopped at all costs. All right, enough. This article sums it up. Major Chicago newspapers refuse to cover Democrat scandals. Major scandals involving Democrats are in the national news, but if Chicagoans, is that how you pronounce it? Chicagoans? Yeah, Chicagoans are counting on either of the city's major newspapers, the Tribune or the Sun-Times, for enlightenment, they will remain in the dark. There's a report on the scandals that the two outlets felt it unnecessary to share. Here's the scandals that have not been covered yet in either Chicago newspaper. 9 members of Joe Biden's family, including grandchildren, got paid a total of over $9 million by foreign entities while he was vice president of the United States, all as part of a massive influence peddling operation centered on Joe, which he repeatedly claims he knew nothing about. Story number 2, 51 top former national security officials helped perpetrate what was the true Russian hoax, that the infamous Hunter Biden laptop was a fake planted by Russians to help Hillary get elected. The FBI, number three, the FBI lacked even enough evidence to start its investigation that consumed the entire nation for years about alleged collusion between Russia and Donald Trump's campaign. John Durham's report was released early this month proving all that. And finally, an entire censorship industrial complex is now at work to restrict what news you see, and the federal government is behind most of it. Literally, the FBI is telling media and social media what they're allowed to say and what they're not allowed to say, what they're allowed to report in the news feed, never anything good about Trump and never anything bad about Biden. So none of those stories have ever been covered by either newspaper in Chicago. Okay, I keep telling you that this is a combination of the Soviet KGB and the Nazi propaganda, the German Nazi propaganda. It is. This is as bad as those days. They will only let you hear what they want you to hear. They never have told you anything about the COVID vaccine in the mainstream media. Have you ever, in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, has there ever been one story ever questioning the COVID vaccine and the deaths and the injuries? I didn't say you say it's killing people. I said just a question. Wouldn't you question them? Wouldn't there be an opinion piece? Wouldn't there be a column mentioning the COVID vaccine deaths? Wouldn't there be a column mentioning there's been massive cover-ups of deaths? Wouldn't there be a column mentioning there's a question, there's severe questions about the COVID vaccine? Wouldn't there be a column about the fact that nobody wants the booster anywhere in America, but based on your newspaper, everybody should want the booster? Shouldn't someone in the Las Vegas Review-Journal be reporting something is amiss about the COVID vaccines? But no, au contraire. The same editor who fired me because I said, don't lock down the strip, don't lock down the nation, who turned out to be 100% right, me. Everybody admits now, lockdowns were worse than COVID. Lockdowns killed more people, made more people depressed, made more people into drug addicts and alcoholics, caused more suicides, caused more child suicides, and eventually the lockdowns were tied with the vaccine and the masks, and all three are disasters that don't work. The masks do nothing. The lockdowns did nothing but destroy the economy and put nice small businessmen and women out of business. And the vaccines that came with all of it, because supposedly it was such a terrible pandemic, and the RJ, the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper, had to list all the COVID deaths on the cover every day. Here's the amount of deaths. Here's the amount of hospitalizations. But the same newspapers never mention the amount of deaths from the vaccine on the VAERS list and the amount of injuries from the vaccine on the VAERS list and the amount of little children dead from the vaccine on the VAERS list. This is the most incredible scam in world history. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal is a scam sheet. You guys will not report the other side of the story because you're either morons or you're embarrassed. You helped kill people because you kept the truth from them. You didn't tell them about ivermectin. You didn't tell them about hydroxychloroquine. You didn't tell them about vitamins like zinc. You didn't tell them about vitamins like vitamin D and vitamin C. You didn't tell them that lockdowns don't work. You didn't tell them that COVID deaths are greatly exaggerated. You didn't tell them that the vaccine doesn't prevent transmission, it doesn't prevent you from getting it, and you sure didn't tell them that the vaccine kills people, and therefore anyone who takes it is risking their life, and nobody under the age of 50 in the entire Israel died of COVID who was healthy, therefore I guarantee you no one in the entire America died under the age of 50 who started out healthy. You've never told people that, so nobody needed to risk the vaccine if you're under the age of 50 and you're healthy, certainly. I believe no one under any age should have ever risked the vaccine. Wow, what a scam. Our whole country has become one big scam. And the media is one big scam, all paid off by Big Pharma. How much money did Pfizer pay you? How much money did Moderna pay you? How much money, how much stock does the editor of the RJ own in Pfizer and Moderna? You're all scam artists is what you are. You all let people die so you could make money, you greedy sons of you-know-what.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.